dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in.
Career. Shady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jack is some more and Taryn Lamona in your survival. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music with hot models. We got Life After Dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must, must tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J, and it is another beautiful Wednesday, a.k.a. Hump Day After Dusk. So, yes, man, definitely glad to have you guys. Definitely be able to kick with y'all another crazy day. And just blessed, man, just be able to do what we do. On tonight, you know, we're going to do what we do every Wednesday. And that's what the first hour is going to be, the all music hour. Then the second hour is where we act a little crazy and whatnot, in which today we got a special guest. My girl, Tina Foy, will be in the building, so we'll be chopping it up with her. And, of course, you know, the infamous Naughty Mamas of the Week segment will be coming up. And I want to also give the time out to shout out one of our sponsors, a big sponsor, my boys, over at Audible.com. And just go ahead and sign up by going to audibletrial.com/SettyJ, C-E-D-D-Y, letter J. You can go there, you can enjoy over 150,000 titles of audiobooks. Yes, audiobooks are said. So those of y'all that's on the move and you want to be able to read stuff, but you can't do it because you can't bring all your books with you, or, you know, you need to kind of have something go a little faster for you and kind of take it in a different way, then you got the Audible books, man. So go to the audible.com by going to audibletrial.com/SettyJ, C-E-D-D-Y, letter J. And when you sign up there, you'll get a 30-day free trial and the free audiobook. So enjoy it. Make sure you sign up. And trust me, you won't regret it, man. You will not regret it. And y'all going to laugh at me. So it is Hump Day at the Dust Wednesday. One of the audiobooks I actually got my first chance to listen to as far as CD-wise, the new ones. You know, I used to listen to tapes back in the day, but as far as, like, the tape, as far as CD-wise, I remember I listened to, you know, the one that Corinne Steffens wrote, the book she wrote, Our Diaries of a Video Vixen or something like that. I forget the name exactly. But that was, like, kind of interesting, you know, because she was actually doing the live read, so you had to, you were taking it in, and you were having, you kind of get a different feel, because when you get the live read, you kind of get exactly what they wanted to go with, how they wanted the words to drop the page. So I say definitely go join, and you will not regret having invested into some audiobooks, trust me. All right, that being said, y'all, this is the All Music Hour of Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday. Go ahead and get to some music. That's what we do right here. We're going to start it off first with my boy, Greedy Man. He says, all right, all right.
Double money, bad bitch up on
That just kicked off our All Music album right here on Life at Dusk Live. Your boy TJ, presented by Audible.com. All right, so we'll go ahead and go to some more music because this is an All Music album, so we bring you a lot of music as we do this. All right, this next track is coming at you now. It's by my boy JBJ, and it's a swing.
Gon' work your chest, work your chest, down low, keep it down low. Like the cabbage patch, gon' work your elbow, work your elbow. Gon' bend your back, with the lean, with the lean. Keep your back and swing, matter, swing. Swing, matter, 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 swing, matter
swing, matter, matter, swing, matter, matter, view, swing, matter, matter, swing, matter, matter, view, swing, matter, matter, swing, matter, matter, view.
All right, y'all, gonna keep it moving right here on Life at Dusk Live's Hump Day After Dusk Wednesdays All Music Hour. Yeah. So the next track is by Diamante Glitz, and this is You Can Get It. Let's keep it moving, man.
I want you here. I called your phone cause I wanna hear. You tell me, baby, I wanna feel. Don't say you won't, and you know you will. I wanna tell you how good it feels, but I'd rather show you when you get here. When you get over here,
I'm
That was Diamante Glitz. You can get it right here on the All Music Hour of Life of the Dusk Lives. Hope Day After Dusk Wednesday. All right, this next track is by my boys Diamonds, and this is I Mourn, all the way from Toronto. Let's do it.
I'm doing this next track with a big smile on my face. They say that bad things come in three. I say that bad things come to see. I flew to France a couple weeks ago for 2 months, but was home in about 3 days. Hear them saying I'm the talk of town. A couple months back, I'd be proud. But now they talking about a subject I don't really want to market. Am I proud now? Got a feeling deep inside of me. I thought they never really have to see. But my homie Rat Law said to go raw dog, put emotion on the fucking beat. I don't even wanna have to speak. I guess I just hit another peak. I went from sirloin steak, lamb chops, T-bones to dead meat. Shit, back to working by myself again. Working up the self-respect again. What kind of cocky motherfucker missing courage and some confidence? Incompetent, right? Guess I ain't what they say I am. I'm like any other normal man. Man, I smile when I'm happy, frown when I'm sad. So why am I so hard to understand? Only using 10% of brain. So at 100, I'm going insane. I pray that people talk and pray for me. Cause I don't know if I can take the pain. I got pictures racing through my mind. People calling on the other line. Never owned a mirror in my life. But now it's time for me to get mine. I'm on.
Forever never last long. I'm heading up a new song.
I told my boy I gotta get away and get lost in a foreign place. I packed my bags overnight and I was on the next plane out in a couple days. I told my DJ I'ma play the game and he told me he would do the same. I told this girl to come chill that night. She probably know that I'm just playing games. But I told her that my mind's a mess. So I was up all night. And I think that she could get a sense. Cause we talked until she said goodnight. Then I was on another plane again. Hoping I would find myself again. Cause when no one knows your name, it's easy just to smile and pretend everything alright. And I'm half man, half amazing. So I told my boy that I'm into all I'm half breed. Half whatever, half Asian. And what I get, they giving me a half breed. Says she wanna be Canadian. So I tell her you gon' love me. And she know I think she cute now. So she starts to dance in front of me. Ha, I guess I got a little off track. I'll take a second just to backtrack. I left the city just to run away. With a cap and a knapsack. Pit exists but it ends too. Men die and forever ends. I'm a man, I can face the truth. Just know forever is a diamond.
Forever never lasts long. Ending up a new song. Please know that I'm always be strong. Everything has gone wrong, but I'm always be on. I'm on.
West on the ones and twos. Okay. I go by the name of Mike T.
You already know.
Diamonds are forever.
That's right.
Come before the storm. 100 deep, so legit. What up, Rosado? Salt Lake, what's good?
All right, man. We're going to hear the next track right here on the All Music Hour of Life After Dusk Live's Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday. And this next track is by our boy Flo Sick. This is Rainy Night Georgia right here on Life After Dusk Live. Let's get it.
It's a rainy night down in Georgia. Whips on his back, got him following orders. Cuts on his back, sting from all that water. White man raping great grandpa's daughter. Got a nigga thinking payback, my people was slaughtered. They was beat till they bled like pigs, and spit at and stepped on like a piece of shit, and was hung from a tree for everything they did. 400 years and racism still exists. That's why they scared of the modern day African. Try to enslave us, it ain't happening. How would you like it if I noosed your neck, put a slug in your dome, drag your body with the back of my whip? I'm not bitter, I'm just mad as shit that my people was treated way less than nothing. I feel like grabbing a gun and start busting. Preach.
Well, I think to teach a man to hate himself is much more criminal than teaching him to hate someone else. And look at you. Who taught you to hate yourself? What makes the so-called Negro unable to stand on his own feet? He has no self-confidence. He has no proud confidence in his own race. Because the white man destroyed your and my past. Destroyed our knowledge of our culture. And by having destroyed it, now we don't know we have any achievement, any accomplishment. And as long as you can be convinced that you never did anything, you can never do anything.
For the storm's approaching. Man on his knees, he can hear death calling. Unfortunate, no evidence, but found guilty. Fuck belief in the judicial system, none's in me. Middle finger to the cops and all the judges. R.I.P. Troy Davis, you ain't the only brother. They murdered in cold blood and tried to cover up. This fight'll last a lifetime, I'm standing knuckled up. R.I.P. Emmett Till and Dr. King Jr. Can't forget Mega Evers, we give thanks to you. And Rosa sitting up there in the front. You'd be surprised how many seats we passed the stand. In the back of the bus, it sucked and fucked up. Your dreams been turned to glorified drug dealing and letting guns bust. You know we won't prevail without unity. Time to make a change right now. What's up to you and me?
We wake up, we clean up, and we stand up. And once we can stand up like a man on our own feet, we stop hating the white man. And we stop apologizing to the white man. As long as you run around here bragging about your part in this so-called American democracy, then you will always be looked down upon as a chump.
But it's a rainy night in Georgia. Baby, it's a rainy night in Georgia.
All right, y'all, we're back right here on Life After Dusk Live, Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday, the All Music Hour. We're going to keep it going, man. The next track is by my girl Queen, featuring Little O. This is These Streets.
soul on this one, man. For real.
With your thoughts, baby, there's nothing you couldn't have. volcano on the counter, you interested in the glass? I follow where my heart tell me to go at you. Took off at your ass, poof, baby, you know ass. Whisper in your ear or for a letter word. Cause you're worthy of all, you're the king to my throne within my walls. Complexion, your eyes, and my body invites that common interest that we share. Gonna be time of the night, you give me smiles on the other day. Start walking my mental clever, Cuban fresh prince cigars. Like, can we fade away? Like you in my dreams, you're my hidden charm, my friend Angelico. Like honey, caviar, you handle your beard, push you with it. Speak of money, language, these other kids are related. We fish you in subliminals to the world. Beauty is in the eye of beholding, golden of girls, and I rock your world. Kiss is liquid inside, body units wide. What matters and needed, why? Dirty Diana, introduce Mary Jane. May we accompany your presence for a while. Reverie of fancy 100%. This is my cue is verse. Doses of emotion, I'm wishing upon an overpraying top of golden. Polished by Ben O'Brien, a lion when he roars. I am standing beside, no matter either or. We'll celebrate with the finest of cognac. Rolling to the wheels, fall in case you didn't know that. Plenty people coming, go on here forever on that. Hoping that we pass the time. I wanna be sleeping in between your arms when death enters my flesh. Believing, knowing I'm blessed, can we stay away?
Motion status, why I rock the boat. Man, I have a thinking that'll lead back. Call me Peter Piper, paint the patch, do the do, not a match. She quite attached to her dude, jealous. Beat her up to her soul, yelling. Degenerous like that girl, Ellen. Had to tell her we too ready, so she whined for me like R. Kelly. Now we finished, ain't no telling.
I take her home, I lay her down, I kiss her body softly. I take her home, I lay her down, I kiss her body softly. At night I'm all she thinking of, and in the morning when she waking up,
I won't tell nobody, baby,
and I won't tell nobody, girl.
I want you all over my body, baby.
Yeah.
I'm all over your body, girl,
and I won't tell it. Oh no, girl, I won't tell it. I'm so intrigued by your smile and your physique. You so unique, make me wanna take a knee. But I can't, so we stand for one night in my land. I beat her down, she tell her friends, not all the friends is on me. She call my phone, she all alone, she telling me she, yeah. So I come through, and she blew me like a chew, yeah. And yeah, it's true, yeah, the Lord bless me with you.
I take her home, I lay her down, I kiss her body softly. I take her home, I lay her down, I kiss her body softly.
Yeah, yeah.
At night I'm all she thinking of. And in the morning when she waking up,
I won't tell nobody, baby.
And I won't tell nobody, girl.
I want you all over my body, baby.
I'm all over your body, girl.
This track right here in the All Music Gallery, Life After Dusk Lives, Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday. All Music Hour is my boy Microwave. This is Love Affair. Let's keep it moving.
Lady that just blew my mind. 5'5", nice caramel complexion, long hair, model walk, looking something like perfection. Usually I'm not the type to just approach a chick, but I don't wanna have to take the time to reminisce. I'm never talking to her cause I was a timid dude. Time for this young MC to bust a move. Girl, I gotta take that right route. Like a receiver, intentions to bag the diva. Oh man, staring at me, so now I gotta speak. How was you? I just had to let you know that I really like your style and I can't keep it on the low. And I was hoping I could see you outside of this mall. She put a number in my drawer to say, give me a call. I'm trying to pick a brain with every one of my statements. Like, where you working at, your hobby, staying here a while? Oh, you study that, you like, what teams fly, they fly? Yeah. But it wasn't awkward cause we shared some laughing grins. Okay. And next week we plan to do the same thing again. Suddenly we cared less about the movie plot. Instead we're making out, soon we're getting undressed.
breath. And I'm sure that y'all already know what happened next. A long relationship. We have our problems like any average couple, but the love we have will get them resolved on the double. She understands I'm on my grind, we're working studio, and I support all her ambitions, dreams, and goals. You see a nice sparkling ring on her finger soon. Had to think this all stems from one afternoon.
That's a first. I don't know a lot of y'all are simple junkies like me, but I know y'all, you know, as a simple junkie like me, you picked the sample that was in that song right away. They did a great job of using the sample. Big up to that. Gonna keep it moving, man. We got three more tracks. There's three more tracks left in the All Music Hour, everybody. This next track is by my boy Martin Carr, all the way from the UK, who actually been a show in a couple of weeks, so y'all be stay tuned to that. We have some call all the way in from the UK. We've done this how many times now, people? We try to tell you that we're on an international mindset. And the people that call from these other places, this shows that we're now playing about it. So here we go. Last three tracks. I'm going to hit them with you now. On this first track is going to be, again, Martin Carr, Getaway. Right here on the All Music Hour of Life in the Dust Live. Hump Day After Dusk.
Wednesday.
It's not hard to see. Life's running away, away with me. I'm caught up in a maze. Feeling all alone on those rainy days.
There's nowhere to run. Got nowhere to hide, yeah,
yeah.
Girl, I wanna tell you how I'm feeling inside, inside, yeah. It's not right that I wanna spend the night, but I'm fighting all these feelings inside,
inside.
The only thing that I need right now is for a better day. I wanna get away.
Get away to another place, another place. I gotta get.
I gotta get away from here. Wanna get away from here. I gotta get away from here, yeah.
Okay, I'm too turned up, y'all. All right, this next track is Boy. This is Bone Girl QT Jazz featuring Baby Doll of the OMG Gals and my tiny voice featuring. So this is the track Heels Bags. Here we go, man.
You know I wanna ball. Time to hit the mall. About to get it cracking. Shot it, what's happening? You know I'm popping tags. You know I'm popping tags. When I hit the stove, yeah, you already know.
I don't care. Let's get it. Get it. Get it. Get it. Get it.
I don't care.
I see you niggas hating.
right. But pussies, I don't care. But disrespect me in your life is something I won't spare. Got me fucked up. You really got me bent. If it ain't about them dollars, then it don't make sense. I got that tunnel vision. I only see what's in front of me on that money mission. I don't need no nigga front of me. I get paper, hoe. Paper, hoe. My hustle mentality, now get naked, hoe. Why your nigga commanding me? I don't give a fuck. You get the sun in the cap and I make you give it up. Now you could think I'm just rapping and get your shit fucked. And that's the real of my end. If they catch me, then I guess I'm going back to the pen. And it all white. I'm talking stand up, stressing nigga all night. I'm steady praying, saying that it's gonna be alright. But I can't lose focus, so I'm just grinding like I'm running out of time. If the niggas don't know. Look, I don't care, nah, I don't care. And when it comes to these niggas, there's one thing I don't spare. If you hate me, then hate me. I ain't tripping and chilling, but if you make it a problem with nigga, you get the business. And I ain't saying though, I hear you bitch niggas talking, but what you saying, oh, saying, you ain't about it, so stop it before them niggas start knocking up on your door and start cocking before you know it. They popping it, then they off in your pockets. That's just the way it is. But I ain't talking about pot, and everybody got problems, but nigga, I got a lot, and I ain't looking for help. I do this shit by myself, cause when it come down to it, I only credit myself. These niggas fake, man. When you get better than them, these niggas hate, man. Said that I'ma get noticed and take they place, man. Well, fuck it, I can't blame them, but that pussy in your blood, nigga, I can't change it. Shout out Propane, shout out to Kurt Cobain, shout out to Slim Thug, Killer and J-Down, man. Y'all the reason I'm rapping, I'm trying to get on your level. So I just grind till I get it and have to go through whatever.
All right, Charles, we got about 3 minutes left in the All Music Hour. Leading to the second hour of the show, we get Crazy and my girl Tina Reed checks in. We're going to have a random dance break. So here we go with the random dance break. You can see this coming. I'm going to turn up out of nowhere. Too bad I can't see it, right? Oh, too bad. All right, here we go. Everybody, just relax, sit back. Think of everything that you had to go through throughout the week, because this is hump day. It's not just a freaky day in the show. It's also the middle of the week. Think of everything you've had to go through so far through the week. If it's been a good week, get turned up because it's been a great week. And if it's been a bad week, turn up because you need to let go of some steam and feel a little bit better. So here we go. But again, sir, a random dance break. Here we go. Let's do it.
Catch the goddamn magazine the exact same way. And I see in the building,
Now just checking in now to the show. My special friend from across the way, you know, 4 hours away. My girl Tina Reed, what's up, T?
What's the deal? What's going on? Happy hump day.
Yeah, man. Shout out to your poster woke me up this morning. The hump day, so it was great.
Oh, my God, you got to stop saying it.
Hey, I believe eventually, see, risk was going to end up working. Eventually, you're going to want to know, dang it, why did I not get this poster? I'm going to make them feel bad every day about why they should. They shouldn't have procrastinated. And then they're going to go, you know what, maybe I should have got that poster. So, yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to do it every day. I'm going to rub it in their face, make them feel bad so that they can come out. Yeah, you know, I can put that in their face. But,
I should have.
But they come with it, man. Yeah, you know, so they can't have no excuses.
Yeah. Well, my allergies are acting up, so excuse my tone. I actually have an earache, too, so your girl over here going through some things. But I'm pushing, so. Keep on pushing! I know. I need my orange juice or something all right, but whatever.
Oh, yeah. I drink orange juice away, keep the throat problems away. Yes.
And then, you know, orange juice to help me, you know, it got that vitamin C and shit in it to help you fight everything.
And that citric acid helps your throat.
Yeah. I know, Sadie.
This is voice and diction class 101, guys. You know, that's because I don't have a degree yet. Don't think that I don't pay attention in school. That's one of the things I learned in my college courses is how to train your voice.
Work soon too.
Let me find out.
I know it's a movie that I'm in, so the guy want me to help read lines out there in Fort Worth. But I gotta, you know, he gotta tell me the date and stuff. So I'll definitely be in Fort Worth real soon. I want to say sometime this month.
Okay, big ups to that, man. So that's a lot of Fort Worth love, man. Shoot, Keena B, the cover of issue number 7, most recent one out, and issue number 5. She's actually getting ready to move here from Milwaukee. So that's gonna be crazy.
So, Sadie, when is next issue of Human Canvas coming in? I got some cute tattoo pictures.
Oh, yeah.
I've been on people ask,
like, on white on race. I've been on them, like, white on race, and I've been telling people, hey, the next three issues, as far as the themes and the submission dates are all up. It's not a surprise. You're going to go, what are the next ones coming up, man? Is it up there? So you ain't got no surprise to them. Celebration of Women Issues coming up. That's the one that's due April 20th, which will be hitting May 1st. Now, I'm going to let y'all know now, for those of y'all thinking it's a game, I've got so many submissions for the May one already, it's not even funny. So I'm telling y'all better get some, y'all better quit. Take that molasses from behind your ass and start moving. Because the 20th will be here before you know it. And if I take the slots I have, if I fill up my slots and your stuff, not, you know, your stuff isn't better than, it's not going to make, it's not going to be able to be better than somebody else that could be able to have that last slot, hey, that's on you. So,
Hold on, Sadie. Let me get that out there. My shit making the cover. Fuck. Now, let me stop. Let me watch my mom. Okay. Go ahead. But
you know, let me rag on you for a little bit. Yes, because I was waiting for you for this last one. And we didn't get to have Team Reed.
I'm not finna send you any damn thing to put in a magazine.
Oh, I know.
And the editing was horrible. And it wasn't even y'all, it wasn't my body edited, but it was like he took it on a white screen. You saw the picture I sent you, and it wasn't any green.
That man looked like you was, you know, like when you first started using, when you don't use the windshield wipers on your car yet, right before you turn them on, and it was raining outside. That's how that mug was looking, like he was looking through a rain behind windshield.
So that's why. But now I got another photographer that I worked with this past week. So I don't even remember. I've been doing so much shit I can't even keep up. But he did. You know, he edited them and everything. And oh my God, they're cute. He got a few more to edit, but from what I saw, the shots, everything is like popping, so I definitely want to do something with those.
Is that the one where you got the white on?
White. What you talking about?
Willis?
it's one you got. You just put on Model Mayhem. You got on white.
Do I? Let me think, Sadie. No, the one in me, it's pink. It's a real soft pink. Look like I've been working out for years.
Okay, let me look. See, because maybe I'm having a colorblind moment. Oh, that's it. Is, but, God dang it. I'm slow.
I don't have any pictures
like
to be in
white. Behind you. You're like sitting on a chair, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, but I have on pink. It's a soft pink.
God, y'all going to excuse me. Y'all surely thought that much. Well, yeah, you look at it more. Okay, I see his pink. I was not seeing pink. I was seeing white. I was like, who the fuck be the issue of a tan one?
I got an even hotter one. I'm going to send it to you while we on the phone. But, well, you know you ain't going to post it, but let me show you. You know, when you see this picture, Sandy, you're going to be like,
I'm like,
damn,
you know what? This one is a, that one could possibly be a good one for issue number 9 because it has the. Okay, I'm not gonna say
now,
too much.
People start trying to.
I try not to do too much about telling people, telling everybody to listen to the next person because then somebody might try to copy or whatever. I want people to just do what they do and not try to emulate everybody else. Just do you. So I ain't gonna say too much more. Then that's what stuff gets. People try, they stop trying to be themselves, and they start trying to be somebody else, and that's what drives me next. So, no, I'm not going to say too much more. Let's see.
Check.
Fun the Sun issue was number 9.
Picture, so check it out and tell me what you think, which I already know what you think. Look at me. Let me get off myself before I get myself pregnant.
I know.
Now let me
I'm going to stop y'all. Y'all be looking at us, man, like we free and AJ, like, you know. I promise y'all, me and Tina Rio are hours away from each other, so y'all get your minds out together. Like, oh my God, but they be giving it to each other after the show. All right, I'm gonna need y'all.
A lot of people say that anyway, just because we're opposite sex and shit. They be like, oh yeah, they play.
Yo, I find that fun. That's fun to me. If it's gonna make them come to the show more, to have this illusion in their mind. Go right ahead. I'm not going to stop you.
I know you're not, Sadie. Look.
I mean, I can see he was ugly. Then I start yelling. When
hell no. Look, dude, you'll be like, hell no, I won't fuck with her. No.
You know, I'll be starting all that. But, you know, that's a compliment. You know, that shows that you understand, you know. Okay. But anyways, all right, MC, I think, because now we hit the 15-minute mark, and then I know I was running. Let me remind everybody again. So we said issue number 8 that's coming up. Issue number 9 is the Fun the Sun one. So if you guys said it involves summertime and you outside type of stuff, please submit for that one. Submit that one, most definitely. And then issue number 10 is gosh darn it, red, white, and blue issue. So I got all three of them already. All three ideas are already out, and I'll be putting the one after that pretty soon too. But I'm trying to hang on to that because it's that idea. I can feel a lot of people trying to bite off of it, so I'm not going to put it out right away. You're going to have to wait for that one. So
yeah,
So what are we going to do? We're going to go ahead and go to the phone line because my psychic powers are kicking in, and I'm kidding.
Mm-hmm.
I know who this got to be. I know who this got to be. So without further ado, if my psychic powers are right, this has to be the beautiful, talented Tina Foy. Am I correct?
Yes, it is.
What's
Hi,
up?
Everyone.
Hey, hey.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, definitely. It's a pleasure having you. You know, you've been a supporter, a long-time supporter. You know, it's great to have you, the Egyptian princess herself.
Thank you. First time doing that, but it was a blast.
Yes, that's an insider that nobody knows where we went with that yet, so they'll find out eventually what the Egyptian, you know, they're like, what is that? What is all that about? Egyptian princess. Well, y'all will find out what that's about soon. First off, again, we thank you for coming to the show. I know you know, it's been a long time coming. And I was tripping out because I hit up today. And I didn't know, I swear, y'all, I thought I interviewed this woman before. I was like, no, there's no way. I started trying to think of months. I'm thinking, like, there was a July I interviewed her. She's like, oh, no, you didn't interview me.
No.
And I went and searched. And I'm like, God dang it, I haven't interviewed her.
No, but I'm glad you decided to have me, though.
Yes, that's a pleasure. It definitely is. So, first off, kind of tell everybody, you know, how you got started in the modeling industry, where you from, all that good stuff.
Well, I am an island girl. I stay in Georgia. I love the South. It's nice and welcoming, but I am from St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, VI to the fullest. I started modeling, I would say I probably was in the ninth grade or a little before then. I modeled for Belk's a little bit, but I had to concentrate on school and figure out the pros and cons of the industry because it's not all the glamour that everybody make it out to be. So I had to get some tough love and figure out where I want to go with it. Is it a hobby or is it a career? And I guess I decided to make it a career.
And, you know, how did you make that trip? Because you did a good transition where you kind of do both. Like, you do a lot of commercial modeling and you do some glamour modeling, parts modeling. You do it pretty much at all. I mean, everybody can find all that out. They go to your website. And, you know, how did you make those transitions to be able to do multiple genres in the modeling industry?
Well, in the industry, is that you're going to be an asset or a liability? And I made it a decision a long time ago that I was going to be an asset. Because if you only do one thing, there's so much women out here that are modeling or so-called themselves modeling, you got to be able to compete. So I figured I'd take what I learned from other models, from experience, and put it to work. There's a lot of photographers that have to have the ports look good, companies that need everything. So I just went from there.
Now, how do you make that? But now, as far as making that transition and be able to go from, you know, traditional, because a lot of people, they see that you're a black model, they always, and especially this, that just cracks me up. A lot of people get the difference between glamour and eye candy completely mixed up. And I think when they start figuring that out, they'll understand that, you know, things have their place and you can't put everything into a bubble. You know, how did you help make a discernment in your work? Because, you know, it's like I said, it's a hard thing to deal with every day of having to determine it.
I wanted to stand out. That was my main focus. I wanted to stand out. I didn't want to be like a lot of the other African-American models my height. I'm 5'3", so I can't be a high-fashion model. I don't fit the industry standard for a high-fashion model. So most African-American models want to be a video vixen or be eye candy for a magazine, and I wanted to be different. I wanted to show African-American models that are petite can do commercial, can do print, can do part, without having that stereotype put on them.
Right, I see you, and I know you hit my inbox up the other day with Runway Ready. Talk about that, because you said about, like you just said, I'm kind of breaking the fold of, hey, just because I'm a short model does not mean we can't do these things in the industry.
Runway Ready was actually created by a friend of mine, Isaiah Stevens, that runs Natural Breed Entertainment here in Athens. And he just wanted to, there's a lot of talent in Athens, and he just wanted to get everybody to network around the Athens, Georgia area and surrounding cities. And I was telling him that models come in all shapes, shapes and sizes, sorry. And petite models can do just as well as long, tall models. So he decided to come Runway Ready and do a casting call, which is coming up on April 12th, for models of all sizes. The only thing that we ask is that they can rip the runway in heels. Stilettos is a must. We don't care your color, your size. You got to be able to walk in heels. Any female can stand in heels, but the question is, can you walk in heels? Can you make somebody stop and look at you like, dang, she can walk?
Mm-hmm. Hey, some people know they be buckling. They be walking and like, oh, my God. They're like Jenga. Like at any moment they're going to pull the Jenga block and they're going to fall and bust it behind.
They look a little flicked, like they have, they constipated or they having a hard time. So, yeah.
Like, I will walk in heels, but the way my ankle set up is,
you know. Oh, gosh. Yeah, there are a lot of those.
As far as so far the industry that you notice, what's some of the pros in the industry versus the cons that you notice? Because, I mean, you got, like somebody told me a long time ago, and this wasn't necessarily just for the industry, it was a period. He looked at me in the eye and he said this all the time, Cedric, you got to be able to take the good with the bad. He said it just like this. And
that is very true.
For those of you that understand, you got to be able to take the good with the bad. And, heck, I know there's some bad in here too, but the good is what keeps me in it. So, again, what are the pros and cons as you see?
From my point of view, the pros are you get to network, you get to meet all type of people from different walks of life, and just you can make any girl's dream come true. You can show her no matter what your age is, what your background is, you can be a model if you want to. Those are the pros of being a model. As far as cons, where do I begin? Where do
yeah,
I
she
begin?
She gave her a grocery list of them. She's like.
The cons, I think, is especially with the height requirements for certain things. To actually be in a high fashion show, you have to be 5'6 or 5'7 for a female or taller and a size 0,
mm-hmm.
which isn't fair to a lot of females because the average woman is not 5'6 or 5'7. She's shorter. And some of the girls that are my height or even shorter can run away better than anybody I know. So that's mm-hmm. one of the major, major cons. And having these girls starve themselves and do all these crazy things to fit the requirement for what the main model industry think a model should look like.
Yeah, it's added to me. When are we going to get to the point? It seems like an eternity. When are we going to get to the point that this is no longer going to be acceptable?
You would think after seeing all these girls with the eating disorders and taking drugs, trying to stay thin and all this crazy stuff that you see in news, that they'll be like, well, okay, let's get to reality. This is how the actual woman looks. Everybody can't be the same. A woman cannot look at a skinny mannequin and say, well, that looks good on that mannequin. If I'm a size 8 or a size 14, will that look good on me?
Well, everybody, they hate on the Tina Marie's and the Tina Foy's of the world. They got some work in the curves and everything. I mean, in the day, I'm just, like I say, I get mad every time, and it really annoys you.
Yeah, it it hurts your feelings. It really does. It hurts your feelings, especially talking to other models, that this is their dream, this is their long life goal, to be turned down by a company because they're not a certain height or a certain size, and they're having to starve themselves and make themselves sick just to fit that stupid requirement that's set by somebody just because they felt that way.
Right. I mean, because my thing about it, too, is just, like you said about getting turned down, I think that's another problem I hate in the industry, too, is if you're a model, you'll get into a kind of I see. If you're a model, you'll get into this business. Understand this, especially I just use the word business. You'll get into it. Understand that it's not going to be easy. Everything, there's not going to be a magic wand that's going to make everything perfect every time. Also understand you got to put it, what you put in is what you get out. If you don't promote this stuff, you can't get mad that nothing happened. Because at the end of the day, I try to make sure I do everything. Even if I got to spend my last dime on stuff, because at the end of the day, once you do something, if it didn't work that good, at least don't let it be because you didn't put the work in.
Exactly. Got to make sure you do your part. You got to invest what you expect. Portfolios are going to be free. Headshots are not going to be free. Websites are not going to be free. You have to invest in yourself before anybody else is going to invest in you.
Yeah, just say I look good, or I look good, so I should get a free shoot. Oh, I should get a free wheel, so and being good, shoot, don't pay the bills. I'm not going to pay the bills. I'm telling you.
No, if that's the fact, all the girls with the if that's the fact, all the girls out here with the 102 Facebook likes should be models then, if that's how it works, because that's not gonna pay the bills, get your manager their payment, or get your agency their 20%. So
so it's and another kind of guy throw out there too, why is on my heart. If you're a model and you have never done any professional shoots, if you come at the back on Model Mayhem and you list, book me, ask for my rates, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to freaking lose it. You have to have something for us to ask your rates for first. Come on now, y'all tripping.
You know what, Steady, and the piggyback off of what you said, really, and this is just my honest opinion, I didn't start calling myself a model. Yeah, I was always a cute girl, of course, who can take sexy pictures. But now let me stop. But, of course, I never considered myself a model until I actually had a professional picture. Like, how can you call yourself a model if you don't even have a professional? All you have is yourself taking selfies or your home girl getting a shot of you in the restroom at the club. No, I don't consider those. And I'm not acting like I'm better than the next person because that's just me. If a model come to me because I am getting to the point where I'm more experienced and they say, hey, I'm a model, the first thing, I want you to work with me. The first thing I'm going to ask, okay, I'll work with you, but where your portfolio? Oh, I don't have no portfolio. Okay, well, we need this XYZ amount of dollars because I can't talk to you without a portfolio. That's just point blank period.
That's true.
You can't go to no agency trying to get taking no dang on self. Is an agency going to be like, okay, well, the first thing we need to do is get you some photos.
Yeah,
because selfie, only time selfies are cool, they call them Polaroids. That's another thing they call in the industry are Polaroids. Selfies are cool in between shoots. Like let's say you shot something in September, and it's now May. If you haven't shot anything in a while, if a person says, hey, do you have any current pictures of yourself? First, show them your professional pictures, show them that you actually didn't put in work. Then you use those selfies or Polaroids to give them an idea, this is how I look now. Because if you saw models on Model Mayhem,
you
be seeing them, they be built
updated.
Like... they be built like a bridge, da-da-da-da-da, half, and then they... You know, you turn around, and then they do it like Gabrielle Sidibe, a couple months later, and they don't tell nobody that. So you can't figure that out. You got to keep it real. I mean, because if you keep it real, somebody might want a Gabrielle Sidibe in that stuff. So it's just the fact of stop hiding behind old pictures. It is not going to get you booked either.
I think as a model, period, that a model, period, is you. If you're a model, you're getting photo shoots on a regular basis. If you just real serious about it, if this is your career, you're getting photo shoots on a regular basis. So
true.
You should always have an updated picture. I don't know. I'm kind of hard, too, but I'm hard on myself, so let me hush. Go ahead.
No, I understand the feeling, so I can't say nothing. I understand. I'm the same way, so I can't say nothing about it.
All right, so I'm gonna let T grill you now, because, you know, there's something
okay.
to do. We like the perfect tag team. We get you back and forth.
Okay.
Okay, so what would be like your greatest photographer you work with, or the photographer that you like? And give just one that you like.
I have to be honest, I can't really choose one, because a few of the photographers that I've worked with have been really great. They each have their own style, and they've been, I can't even call them normal photographers, because a lot of them are stuck on themselves, but these guys just been like really relaxed, and photo shoots have been just really great. But I will name at least three. I don't know if they're listening or not.
Yeah, girl,
I just worked with.
Okay, go ahead. Just debo my question now.
Okay. Jeremy Bennett from Alabama. I just worked with him a couple weeks ago. He did my Egyptian princess shot. He was a blast to work with. Eric Hyatt and Lynn Gayton from Tignail, Georgia. She's just a free spirit, and Eric, I just love working with him. He's just great. So I would have to pick those as my top three.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought the Egyptian one, I was like, did you remember the time? Oh, no, I was.
I was that Egyptian princess. That sounds real hot. I would like to see
that. Oh, you got to go to the fan page and see it. It's just hot. It's like, okay, I was over here. Like Michael Jackson. I was like, okay.
It was a cool shoot. I wasn't expecting it, but it was a really cool shoot. So, and it came out great. So,
that sounds, yeah, cool. Okay. So, let me ask you this, you know, because it is hump day. City. No,
Uh-oh.
Let me get my naughty question ready. Look at me.
Uh-oh.
What is the naughtiest thing you've ever done?
Oh, boy. Mom, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I hope you didn't hear this.
Fuck
no,
yeah,
just covering him up. Don't ask you didn't hear what I just said. I would have to say skinny dipping with some friends with the at the apartment with the lights on. So if anybody wanted to see, yeah, they had like perfect view.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Was it cold outside or was it? I think she was doing it. I thought somebody threw it when it was cold.
No, I hate the cold. I do not like the cold.
I hate the cold. I hate it. I hate the cold. Trust me. I was so crummy.
Yeah.
Texas got hot again. Texas goes for his heat. I did not like this cold. The wind lasted way too long this year. It was not filming.
Yes. It's a little confused right now. The weather don't know what it wants to do.
Yeah, it's like, oh, God. The swimming pool, a lot of great things that happen on the swimming pool. Shout out to you. If y'all remember, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, Lord Jesus. That's one of my naughty moments I got to talk about. This is one of my, let me stop. Yeah, but I had that in mind. It wasn't for this segment, but yeah. About me in the swimming pool. Oh, Lord, that happened to be some of the best sex. Don't y'all judge me. Anyway.
Can't judge.
It's like the water just helped with it, because, you know, water relaxes your muscles. So you just be relaxed, and you just be moving, and you just be gliding, just like, just the water move your body. You really just got to, anyway, okay. Okay.
Is it a college apartment?
Y'all gonna make me go get in my pool. Y'all play too much.
I just, the college apartment pool got away with it. So trust me, I know. And it would just be excitement. I just, I might get caught.
The thrill of getting caught just adds on to it. It just
makes it more exciting.
It's like those Mentos commercials where everything is going on and building to the end. Mentos pretzels, Mentos pretzels. Oh, man, if we get to that point. But, yeah, so, okay. Y'all may be reminiscing for a moment. Okay,
look at me
steady.
Look at me steady. Talking about shout out to the pool. Oh Lord, go ahead. I'm gonna let you take. Go ahead, steady. And then
I'm saved. Okay.
I'm saved myself.
So this next thing. Speaking of naughty moments.
Mm-hmm.
What made you say yes?
Yes, honey. Yes, I do.
What made you say that?
My fiance, who is also my manager, we actually dated in high school. So years fast forward into the future, we hooked back up as friends, and I guess God was like, "Y'all got to get back together because we're here." But 10 years later, and we're getting ready to tie the knot. He's like he balanced me.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Which I want to shout out to my fiance, Mr. Kenyatta Faust, if you're listening. I'm just playing. He's right here. Laughing at us.
You know what?
What made you like him the most? Like, what was that? What was some of the qualities you liked in him the most?
He is very blunt.
He's gonna be blushing and stuff.
He's
like,
very
yeah.
blunt. Yeah, he's over here smiling. He won't even let me see his eyes. He's got his eyes closed right now.
Oh, don't be shy. Let me do this one. God, silly.
No, he's very blunt. If I have something on that doesn't quite look right, he's like, baby, take it off. And I have to respect somebody that's going to keep it real.
Yeah.
We talked about that. That was a topic we had yesterday in the show. It was, should you have to tell the truth, protect your partner? It was getting deep. That was pretty deep.
Ooh.
It was getting real.
That is a sticky topic.
It is.
Your girlfriend say, do I look bad? You know, then, like, you can't just say, yeah, like, who does that?
Yeah,
well,
it's not what you say.
I don't know.
It's how you say, I think. Like, you can't just, like, baby, you look bad. Like, well, babe, you look good, but I just want you to be healthy.
Or you look good, but that outfit, you know, that outfit doesn't work for you because it's not doing good for you. Because you look good, you know, you got to make sure you throw it back in. You look good.
Shut the fuck up.
Yes, exactly.
You look good, baby. Don't you forget, you look good.
But that
you look good.
Not working. You got to cover your tracks. You got to cover your tracks so you don't get yelled at later. You're like, okay.
You got to get that reassurance.
Yeah, reassurance. You got to, you know.
Yeah, make sure you stay at the doghouse. Yes, you have to get the reassurance.
You look good. Don't you forget that shit.
Okay, so as far as before I go to that question, how do you separate your personal life from your professional life? Because, like you just said, your fiance is your manager, and I tell people, and this is just another point where I tell people, yes, people who are in the industry of each other, relationships can work. It's just about how y'all have that, y'all know when it's time to be personal, it's time to be personal, when it's time for business, it's time for business. So how do y'all separate the personal life from your professional life?
like if I have a booking, he goes with me security-wise, and it's no baby this, baby that. This is my manager, Mr. Foss. And usually the only how whoever I'm working with finds out after the fact is we get into talking about relationships and stuff. Other than that, mm-hmm. it's business while I'm at a shoot, and after that, it's family time.
Okay. It's simple, but some people are not going to pick up on that. That's a simple process.
It is. It's just you have to understand it's really no one's business if you're in a relationship with your manager or not, unless you get into that conversation or they happen mm-hmm. to go on your Facebook or whatever the case may be. Other than that, they shouldn't be able to tell when you're handling business. Business is business and personal is personal.
Bam. It's good to have a model come here and share that. Cause I tell the people all the time, to me, it's not that the relationship people who in the industry people can date other industry people. It's about the mind state of why you're doing it. Because I hate people that do this, that give a relationship person just so they can try to get ahead. And
yeah.
then they're like, oh, never mind, you know, I don't need you anymore. I don't like relationships of convenience. As long as you don't have to be, hey, I like you because I like you.
That's not even a relationship.
Right.
Yeah, relationship with benefits, I would just call that a situation, not even a relationship. You can't put the relation in there. That's just a situation, ready to explode.
Yeah, I should have said something about that. He said situations will arise.
Yes.
In your lives, but you got to be strong about it. I'm so glad you realize when something that's from that, so you don't have to call.
Steady, did you add that in there?
Yeah, that was the whole thing. I just, let y'all know. Let y'all know
what
song it was. Y'all people were like,
what's some of the animated things that play a power or something, a shot fire, play something.
Here's a question I like to ask a lot of people because you kind of get a feel. You learn about them a lot through this question, too. What three places in the world would you love to spend a week each in and why?
Three places. I would say my first place would be St. Thomas. I would love to go back home for a week and just visit family and enjoy the fresh food. Seafood and just being the relaxing old me.
I bet you that seafood's so good. I'm sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. It is. I'm not going to lie. Especially during carnival season, you have your alcohol and you have your food and you're good to go.
Oh, yes. And that pretty water. Oh, Lord. Go ahead. I've never really just thought about Virgin Island, because that's where you're talking about, Virgin Island, right?
Yes, I am.
Yes, so I've never even thought about even considering going there. But once you said that food, I just planned the whole vacation in my head. Go ahead, let me do that.
I see so many people. I saw after I watched College Hill, Virgin Islands. I lost my mind. I said, no, I got to go to Virgin Islands immediately.
I've always thought about it.
Because talking to me in the far and talking to me in the accent is going to do something to me. It's like, that's
oh,
it. I'm wiping one of them chicks over there immediately.
Oh. And I see you. She be trying to cover up her accent because it's a lot of the time she's going to slip into her accent.
Yeah, it was fly through.
She catch herself.
Mm-hmm. I try not to because when I first moved here, my teachers complained about my accent and me talking too fast. So I had to adjust or keep on having to repeat myself. So I have to try to catch myself. So I want to be like, okay, what did she just say? Can you repeat yourself? I didn't understand it.
Yeah, I hear when you going to slip into it and you catch yourself. I like the accent, though, me personally, but go ahead. I just messed up his questions. Go ahead.
My second place would be Montserrat. I would definitely stay there a week or longer. That is kind of a second home to me, and I love to be able to walk down the street and just eat fruits off the trees without having to go anywhere. So that's just the ideal spot.
Okay. Got one.
And my last place will be Sirico. I just heard about it. I love a place where it can be no lower than 74 degrees, and the highest it get is 84 degrees.
Mm-mm-mm. That's perfect.
She be picking
perfect.
Out some good points about them, too, walking down the street eating off, eating fruit off the tree. I'm like, yes, yes.
I don't know if y'all know, but Texas gets 115 of it. You know, we didn't want to. It'd be, you know, it'd be
118.
Shoot. Yeah, that was getting real. I was over here like, oh, no. Had a fan on, had the civil fan on, had the AC on. I was like, no, I'm making sure I'm covering out this mug. I'm going to turn the frost to the snowman in this motherfucker right here. You always know when it's real hot, too, because you turn out the AC, and then it's, like, really hot. Then you go outside, you feel normal because you've been freezing inside the house, and you come outside, it's extra hot, so now I feel perfect to you. So, that's one that I'm not waiting for. I'm not ready for 100-some degrees. I'm not ready for it. But you can do, you can move around a lot more, though. You can do a lot more in that. Ice and snow,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so as far as your upcoming endeavors you got coming up, let us know what's up your sleeves coming up for the rest of 2014, because so far, you know, we're on April 2nd now.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, we could be moving into it. Man, we're now in the second quarter for those of y'all that keep up by quarter this other year. In the second quarter.
Oh, boy. For the rest of 2014, let's see. Where do I start? Boy. I'll say first thing, Tainted Minds label is a new music label that we're getting ready to launch a couple new artists and get them going in the Atlanta area. Nefertiti Boutique, which I'll be launching end of May, beginning of June. It's one of those clothing lines where even if you're from 0 to a size 12, you can look good, feel good, and no matter what anyone else say, you know you're beautiful. Tina Foy, just continuing to extend the name and work with different people as far as photographers and models. Runway Ready, getting ready to do that networking event and just get some talent to meet each other. And I think that's about it, I want to say.
Damn it. Excuse me. You know, I got a bad cold sometimes, so my ass will start acting up.
Oh, boy.
So yeah, that's good. And
you heard me. I threw it in. Don't be.
So yes, I know y'all kind of onto that, but you know y'all gonna make a list to show you all that he was saying. So now y'all know what I was saying. All right, so for those that are akin to Cody, I was saying Human Canvas magazine. We hope to see you in there too.
Oh yes, yes, yes. I'm sorry. No. It's my head, not my heart. I'm sorry. I'm working on that too. Human Canvas, shout out. This will be my first time. Yeah, there's a list of things that I know I'm probably missing something else. If I'm working with anybody in any future projects, there's nothing personal. Blame it to my head, not my heart. I just have a lot on my plate right now.
That's the beauty of being on the show, because I can say it for myself. Yes. See, oh, man. Shoot, as far as I'm kind of having closing out with you, person that's I'm just evaluating the stuff you've done so far. Again, I like the fact that you have a style to where everybody, you know, you can't put yourself in a bubble. You know, you got something for everybody in the industry, no matter what. And that's why I like it. It's like, even no matter how sexy the photo gets, you still are very classy about yourself. Your the persona that you can bring out is still very classy. That's one thing.
Thank you.
Two, as far as listening to you on the show and then just knowing from watching you throughout the time I've known you, is you understand a lot about the industry. There are a lot of these models, you're going to say professional, and you're not doing this stuff, you've got to be kidding me. So, yes. And
Thank you very much.
From VA 25 Vixens Magazine in the chat room, he would tell you this a lot. He will rag on people about this a lot. Make sure you take your tear sheets.
Yes.
I can't stress that enough. Because a lot of people, they just get a magazine, and then they're not doing nothing else. So they just like, oh, I'm in the magazine. Okay, and then that's it. You don't do anything from there. Keep using this to say, hey, I can put this in my portfolio so I can show people and say, hey, look, I've done, you know, not only do I take pictures, but you see my pictures are branded to something. Bam, people see that. That helps build more of an asset to you. I mean, me and Ronaldo, we've become a broken record about this. But, hey, you're another model that understands it. And Tina Reed even said it again to the show. So y'all get it.
Yeah, true. Through trial and error.
So, yes. Before we get, because we have about 8 minutes left. God, y'all know, man, when we start joining the show, we start going. A couple of stories I want to shout out off today that just definitely tripped me out. One here in Texas. I just don't understand. Again, another Fort Hood shooting. This is driving me nuts because, you know, we just recently had to deal with somebody doing this like some years ago. Happens in the same exact place, the same, and it's always the same thing. Mental issues. I'm tired. Really, at the end of the day, my brain does not compute of how people keep having these excuses why they can just run around and kill people. I understand you've been through stuff, but end of the day, the people who evaluate these people when they come from certain situations, that's what you're doing. That's what you get paid for, and you went to school for all this time for to know this stuff. And for these people to make it to society, wow. It baffles me how, again, we've already had to deal with this, and now another shooting in Fort Hood. This is getting out of hand. And I really just want to say, man, to all the people in the military, man, my heart goes out to y'all because I know who the heck wants to wake up and see this. You know, you're going over into another country to defend our country. The last thing you think you had to deal with when you come back and you get stationed somewhere is that one of the people in your own camp kills you.
Yeah.
So my heart goes out to them over there, man. I had to let that out. It was on my heart, and it just, you know, it drives me, as a person who's a seed of two military parents, shout out to my parents, you know, it's real dear to my heart. So. And then another story that was big that told me this today, and I feel like we do it Monday, because I know Monday is hot after dusk Monday, and that's what we talk about, hot mess, but it was so much today, I couldn't let it go by. Another one that drove me nuts. There's something about the equal, you know, for a woman to have the Equal Pay Act or whatever. I forget the exact name of it. But basically, it's to help level the playing field to make sure that everyone across the board gets paid the same thing. Because, for instance, like in Louisiana, women make 78 cents to the dollar that men make. 78 cents to the dollar. And you do the math when you do the tax, when you tax that money, you know, it's just ridiculous. So you would think that it was now 2014, you're still having to deal with this. This is crazy. Like, I thought we were over that now. So we got to do better than that, man. And to the guy that thought was a problem, his questions, his chauvinist comment was, what is this going to do to men's income? Now, what a plan is going to equal it out, dummy. I mean, seriously, this proves how greedy some of the people are out here.
You know what? And condolences to the family also, you know, everybody who was affected by the shooting that happened. But the guy, I feel like any guy who tries to keep a woman down financially, they have self-esteem issues, and they might not be packing. Now, let me stop. But I think they have self-esteem issues. No, I'm dead damn serious. Seriously. Because, like, why you don't want everybody to be equal? Why you want the woman? Because you want a woman to sit there and depend on your ass.
Depend on you.
No.
Yep.
Shoot. So I think he got issues with himself, and he probably a part of the itty-bitty committee. But go ahead, finish it.
No, you knocked it right in the head. Two, what is your thought on that, you know, you being a woman as well?
Oh. I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings if what I say come off wrong, but I think a guy that thinks that a woman's supposed to be in a house and that's the only thing that she's good for has major issues. Not only as he says that he's lacking in the department, he just has mental issues. He needs to be committed.
Exactly.
A man should abuse a woman. If she wants to be independent, you should be happy. That means you don't have to pay her bills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That means if anything ever happens to you, she can take care of you. Yeah, he got to pay his portion, but if anything happened to him, he got sick, God forbid, she got
exactly.
His back. She's his backbone. I just think that's ridiculous, and it's old-fashioned.
Exactly.
This is 2014. Yeah. Get over it.
Let's utilize the entertainment industry. Like, man, when you have women working yourself, it's important for the industry to be. I love having, when it comes to a team, I love having guys and girls mixed in teams because the way a man thinks and the way a woman thinks, both of those spectrums are important. And when it comes to women, a lot of stuff, the organization of how y'all handle things, I love it. So it keeps you organized. So I don't know about y'all, but I think they should get paid the same because at the end of the day, like, if you take away the woman from the workplace, it's going to be chaotic.
Yeah, because really, y'all ass can't function without us just keeping it 100.
I can't, man. I'm serious. Y'all can't function like that.
Yeah.
Such a harassing panda, but shoot, I mean, I don't be saying no sexual comments like, dang, girl, I'm going to go. But it's like, good. It's like, you don't mean you're going to go try to knock down every woman in the workplace. But just being around, like, it kind of motivates you, the fact that there's beautiful women around you sometimes. It doesn't mean you're trying to do something all around. It's just the fact that they're there. It kind of motivates you, man. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not going to sit here in front of anybody and put in the front. Y'all know how I am. It's like, man, when you see it was a beautiful woman in the building, it makes you act a certain type of way. It helps you get the peak of your game. I don't know about y'all, but it helps me get the peak of my game when it's somebody. It's like, you know, it's kind of like when you see that girl across the street, like, ooh, you start wanting to show out more, whatever you're doing. Like, kind of when you're doing the DJ in the club, and it's a really bad chick that came in, and you're like, dang, well, I got to turn it up a little more. It's the same type of thing. So I'm not going to sit here in front of anybody. But, I mean, I'm trying to do something with every last person.
And on all honesty and all, you know, jokes aside, but if a woman is going to do the same job as a man, why shouldn't she get paid to, you know, why shouldn't she get paid for? It's all equal opportunity. So it shouldn't be that just because you're a female, you know, you're going to get paid less. No, it should be equal across the board. If I'm going to be a construction worker, whatever the case may be, if I'm going to get out there and break concrete just like this man I help breaking this concrete, I need the same pay that he's doing, whatever it might be. I don't care if it's sitting in the office all day. If I'm sitting in the office just like he's sitting in the office all day, just sitting there looking at the damn wall, I need to get paid the same amount he get paid.
it's just fair. Why not? And if like a male that feel like a woman shouldn't get paid, what if that was your child? What if that was your mom, a single mom? You know, you would want
they would
her
be mad.
To exactly be equal. So why not just have it equal all across the board?
Yeah, they don't. A lot of companies don't think of it that way. They're like, okay, well, if she's doing it, I still need to pay him more than I pay her, even though she might be doing more work.
Yeah. That's not right, though, you know.
Well, shoot, man, y'all, as we come into the call, let's probably do that. I want you to go ahead and let everybody know how they can follow you, or as we call it here on the show, we call it how they can stalk you.
Stalking.
And why do we say stalk
boy.
You? Well, we're going to tell you how to choose the word stalking, because when you follow somebody on Twitter, you can just follow them, and it's like, okay, I just followed you. I'm not going to pay this in what you got going on there. When you stalk someone in a professional manner, you stay on cue with everything they have going on. You're like, hey, okay, oh, that's cool. I'm going to support this. I'm going to support that. Because, you know, when you think of a real stalker, you think of them, they're going to do anything they can do to support that or to try to get that person. In this case, they do whatever they got to do to support that person. They want to know how they can obviously support you, and they keep up with what you got going on. That being said, how can everybody stalk you?
Everyone can stalk me by visiting my website at www.tinafoy.com, or I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Model Tina Foy, and that's the best way to stalk me.
And shout out to the little marketing strategy you had built onto your website. I see what you do for every day, the countdown, using pictures, and every day it'd be a different picture, and it'd be the number of days left. So she would do that every day leading up to the day where a video would pop up. Bam. Well, so that was pretty smart. That was a good strategy.
Looking at the industry, actually, do you see how Fashion Week comes up and they advertise and they get you hyped for when it's coming up, or even just movies, you see a whole bunch of different commercials, and I figure, well, why not? If I want somebody's attention, let me go about it how they go about it.
Right, and when you do something a little bit different or something that no one hasn't really seen as much, it stands out too.
Thank you.
All right, you know, T, let us know how they can stalk you, T.
Stalk me. Oh, I got a real stalk on Facebook. Oh, Lord, I got to stalk a real one, a true one. But everybody,
oh, boy,
you know, want to support your girl in a stalking manner. Not really stalking. Anyway, follow me on Twitter at TMarie_MOD. Like me on Facebook, TMarie the Model. Follow me on Instagram, TMarie_the_model.
And what you got coming up is, you know, we won't be back again. You won't be back again until Monday, so you got to keep them up what's going on.
I will be doing so much shit. Let me stop. I am just overwhelmed. No, let me stop. I love it, though. I love it. But, of course, filming for my reality show Friday, Saturday. I'm on a party bus filming for my reality show Friday. Then Saturday, of course, I'm filming also, but I'll also be making an appearance with J-Dog and just Brittany at club out here in Houston. So people should come turn up with me. And then Sunday I will be turned up again for the reality show. So that's my busy schedule.
All right, so me, shoot, y'all know a lot coming up too, man. There's just, you know, there's a lot of like, oh, man, you just got stick up on us. So, I'm now one of the main promoters for Zook Lounge every Friday here, and it's gonna be in beautiful downtown Dallas. It's always great when it's a spot that you actually love, and then they hit you up. I try to tell y'all people, everything I do has a reason. I go to certain spots on purpose. I know what I'm doing. So every Friday, we start hosting there. This week, we're doing the Final Four. since Final Four is here in D-Town. Excited because all we're going to show you is we're going to make up for Super Bowl and we're going to make up for All-Stars because the wedding was bad. I mean, excuse me, the wedding. The weather was bad. So we're going to make up for it. People going, oh, my God, the best beautiful here. So, yes, I got to come show up for that. And then next week, next Friday, Tiana Taylor will be there. So, yeah, man. Hey, I'm trying to tell y'all, man, as I said on Facebook, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
What's your right hand doing? Your girl might have to be out there in that thing with Tiana. Look at me.
Yeah, I'm not just in the mix. I'm actually doing stuff. So if you try to book a table there, hit me up. Y'all know how to hit me up. Shoot 972-591-1362. There you go. All right, y'all. If you miss any parts of the show, go to a couple different ways. You can go to iTunes Search Spot Radio Network or iTunes. You'll find it on there. Also, go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, and you'll be able to find all the shows there, including today's show with Tina Foy and, of course, DustSpot.com. You definitely have to get DustSpot.com.
Right.
It's on there, too, on the mobile site, on the regular site. So there you go. Mm-hmm. All right, y'all, we're rolling on out. Reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J. Oh, well, there's a...
A T. Oh, well, there's a way.
Y'all tuned in to the episode of Life at Dusk Live Hump Day.
Now, we can't forget
our public service announcement. We always say it, we used to forget it, but now we save it for last because you got to put that last thing in your mind before you leave, and that's if you're going to hump somebody,
please
do it
responsibly. Wrap it up. Strap it up.
Yes.
Tap it up.
Wrap it up before you wrap it up before you tap it up. There you go. All right, we rolling on out, y'all.